With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The Missoula County Attorney says her predecessor may have improperly removed a box from what's supposed to be a secure file storage area. Edward O'Brien has more.
Missoula police are investigating an alleged breach at the county attorney's secure file storage area. That's where confidential criminal justice information is kept. In a press release, County Attorney Kirsten Pabst said witnesses identified former County Attorney Fred Van Valkenburg as one of the people who entered the locked area last Tuesday. Van Valkenburg confirms to MTPR News that he was there. He declined to be interviewed on tape, but says he asked a facilities manager for permission to gain access to the secure area to take a box of personal effects. Van Valkenburg says that box contained things like photos, old campaign materials, and birthday cards. He insists he did not take one single file and had a member of the facility staff examine the box contents. Van Valkenburg suspects he's being singled out because he filed a friend of the court brief in the Cody Marble case. Marble was imprisoned for raping a 13-year-old boy in 2002 when he was 17 years old. County Attorney Kirsten Pabst recently moved to dismiss the case against Marble. Marble since been released from jail. Pabst declined to be interviewed, citing the ongoing investigation. She says the county is now re-examining security procedures. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers today denied the permit for the Gateway Pacific Terminal in Washington State. That's bad news for the Crow Tribe, which was hoping the port would allow them to open a new mine on the reservation and ship tens of millions of dollars worth of coal overseas. Tribal officials were not immediately available for comment today, but a statement from Tribal Chairman Darren Olcoyote says he's, quote, deeply disappointed in the Army Corps of Engineers. He says the Corps disregarded Crow treaty rights, failed to meaningfully consult with the tribe, and should have prepared a full environmental impact statement before deciding on Gateway Pacific. Jason Cummins is a tribal member and educator who has been following the issue closely. He says Crow people care about environmental impacts from exporting coal, but
I would say in the immediate picture of things, if a family has an empty fridge and an empty cupboard, you know, maybe sometimes their concerns are a little more immediate and a little more down to earth.
Unemployment on the Crow Reservation runs 50% or more. For decades, local coal mines have provided some of the few good, steady jobs in the area. The tribe also takes revenues from coal sales and distributes them to tribal members several times a year. In a written statement, U.S. Senator Steve Daines said the Gateway Pacific Terminal would have created much-needed economic prosperity for the tribe, and this was another example of the federal government, quote, trampling on Montanans' livelihoods. Roberta Other Medicine works at the local hospital. She says she's concerned about climate change and that there will be a short and long-term consequences if the Crow don't export their coal.
That would be a good thing for my great-grandchildren. It wouldn't be a good thing for me and my children. If that makes sense.
Other Medicine says people on the reservation talk about a, quote, war on coal. She's not sure if she buys into that rhetoric, but the fail of Gateway Pacific for now is just the latest bad news for the coal industry in the Powder River Basin of Montana and Wyoming. Domestic coal markets continue to falter, coal companies operating here are going bankrupt, and Gateway Pacific was the single largest hope coal producers in the basin had for selling coal overseas. A nonprofit organization says Montana's campaign finance laws are so vague and broad that the state regulator can enforce them against groups he dislikes, while ignoring similar allegations against groups he does not. Montana's primary election is just over a month away, and today marked the deadline for voter registration. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Regular voter registration closed Monday, but Secretary of State Linda McCullough says if you miss that deadline, there are other ways to sign up to vote.
Well, starting tomorrow, they can register to vote in a county office or in an office designated by the county clerk and recorder or in a satellite office when those are open. And they can register to vote all the way up until 8 p.m. on Election Day, which is June 7th.
Voters who signed up for absentee ballots should be seeing those in their mailbox in the next week. Voters can still sign up to vote absentee until noon the Monday before the primary. Absentee ballots must be received by county offices by 8 p.m. on Election Day. McCullough is encouraging voters to not wait until the fall to cast a ballot for this year and to participate in the primary.
Well, I think it's important that you have a say in who will be the candidates that go into the general election.
McCullough says about 40% of registered voters cast ballots during yearly elections. but during a presidential election year like this year, there will be greater turnout. If you'd like to check on the status of your voter registration or learn more about how to register to vote, there will be a link to that information on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
President Barack Obama has signed into a law a resolution that makes the bison the official national mammal. Supporters say the bison deserves recognition that could bring greater attention to long-term recovery efforts of the species. Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders will hold rallies in Missoula and Billings on Wednesday. Edward O'Brien has more.
The Sanders rallies are expected to draw big crowds this week. Nancy Keenan, executive director of the Montana Democratic Party, says this will be a great opportunity for Montana voters.
I think that's good for Democratic politics and opportunity to hear his message.
Now that Hillary Clinton has 94% of the 2,383 delegates needed to clinch the nomination, some Democrats say Sanders should bow out. That, they say, would allow her to better focus time and resources on presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Others are cheering Sanders on, saying he lends a popular and more progressive voice to the Democratic primary contest. Nancy Keenan says it's a healthy discussion in a party that's far less divided than Republicans.
The contrast between whoever comes out of the primary on the Democratic side is going to reflect much more mainstream America values and reject the hate, the bullying, the name-calling values that are now the party of the Republicans with Mr. Trump leading that charge.
Keenan hopes Senator Sanders will address some Montana-specific issues at his Wednesday rallies, including the value of keeping public lands in public ownership, livable wages, and various issues of importance to Montana's Native Americans. Some wonder if Hillary Clinton will next hold rallies in Montana. Jenny Eck is the new state director of the Hillary for Montana campaign. While there's no word yet of any Clinton rallies, Eck promises a comprehensive ground game here in Montana.
Secretary Clinton is committed to campaigning in every state, all 50 states, and running a significant ground game for all of the states that she's been running in. So she's not taking any votes for granted and is really interested in engaging voters in Montana and making sure that they know who she is and what her message is.
Wednesday's Bernie Sanders rally in Missoula opens at 10 o'clock at the Karis Park Pavilion. The Billings rally opens at 5 o'clock. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.